Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
What's up, you ballistic birthing persons? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today because I got nothing but bad news for the biological females out there. Or is it bad news for me that I have to specify that? Let me drink. That is how stupid our civilization has become. We have to clarify that we're talking about women or women.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
But for the purposes of this video, it's neither here nor there. It's kind of like here and on the tramp stamp bullseye, you know, stuff like that. If you're a dude, you've heard everything on this list in one way or another. It was either said directly to your face or you heard it happen to friends of yours. Worst case scenario, you hear that from your buddy after he got done plowing out the hosed out crevasse that used to be your ex. Gentlemen, what you have there is a direct bro code violation. Bad. You know what that means? You better pour yourself a shot of fuck you, we're gonna fight right now. But, bottom line, every single one of these clitches, listen, I'm not French, comes with a simple warning that your relationship is coming to an end. And here's the best part, gentlemen. They actually think that these cliches spare your feelings. But you're wronger than two boys banging in church with a priest doing CPR on one of their asses. Who's a good altar boy? That's right, you're a good altar boy. There you go. Oh my God, it's disgusting. You keep giving them the body, sooner or later, you're gonna get some blood.
That's disgusting!
After that, I feel very dirty. I need to drink more.
Yeah.
The first batch I call I love you, but how many times have you heard that one right before your bags got packed and you were flung into the friend zone? If you hear this, this woman thinks she can keep you in the bullpen as a backup. He's the pitcher with two balls on him and she's the catcher. You know what I mean. But at the end of the day, his bat is bigger and that's what she wants. And despite all this, in her mind, she thinks she'll just come back if it fails and you'll still want her. Just think about how fucking disrespectful this is. She thinks she can walk back into the Barbie dream house and go, yeah, I made a terrible mistake and everything will be just fine. And you want to know why that is? Because Ken has no digger balls, Screen 5.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
The second variation is this, and it's just as infuriating. I love you as a person. I'm not gonna treat you with respect like a normal person, but I totally love you.
What the fuck?
This is how you find out about the term equal lefts, if you know what I mean. Next two, and you're gonna love this one. Mind reading. Who knew? We've all been there. Things are heating up, insults are going back and forth. And suddenly, she pulls a rabbit out of her ass. She claims whatever you're arguing about, she already addressed it, but you just weren't listening. There's a name for that, and it's called gaslighting, and we'll get to that in a minute. Now, to be fair... When you ramble on as much as most Western women do, men have developed a survival mechanism to compete with that incessant yammering. It's called selective hearing. Ooh. it exists and we still don't care. Now listen, I don't give a shit about your friend at work, you know, Mary Jane Rottencrotch, and how she got her vertical axe wound reconditioned. It doesn't matter to me unless I'm hitting it, and I'm obviously not! Choose your subjects wisely, and guess what? We get a lot more efficient. But you keep talking to us like you're the media. You front-load all the bullshit. The facts are in there all the way at the bottom, if the facts are there at all.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Moving on to everyone's favorite way of arguing, gaslighting. Women, they will put their crotch beater on a Bible and swear all day long that men are the ones that do this. But we know the truth, gentlemen, and that's why you're here. The number one mantra of a gaslighter is,
"You don't understand, we."
You're right. I have no idea how someone's life can be completely dictated by emotion. You don't get to punish me for being a logical thinker. That's not going to happen. Here's a thought. When an irrational person tries to win an argument using emotions, they sound kind of crazy. And since you can't defend that position, you need to manipulate. And that's where the next one comes in.
You're not listening to me.
Oh, you're still here? Space Ghost is on. Give us something important to listen to and perhaps we'll think about it. If it's important, we'll remember. And we'll remember chapter and verse. I guarantee it. Next up on the gaslighting, that's not what happened. You could come home early from work and find her getting the luau treatment. You know, getting spit roasted from both ends. And don't forget the sticky glaze, oh God. But when you argue about it later, she will look you in the face and go, "That's not what happened." What? And here's the best part, gentlemen. She will find a way to make her betrayal your fault. And it will happen in one of the four following ways. Number one, psychological projection.
Well, I know you found me cheating, but it's only because I know you're cheating.
Listen closely, you live-in penis massager. Those butts are mine. You stay away from them. Number two, I will not be pressured. Any woman who says this is an ultimatum queen. I made a whole video about it. Links in the description. But here's the best part, gentlemen. Totally okay when she does it to you. Numbers 3 and 4 have one particular thing in common. You've discovered the betrayal, and as a dude, we've all said this. After all of the shit I've done for you. And what does she say?
Well, I didn't want anything from you, and you didn't help me anyway.
How many dudes out there have had this happen to them? Put it in the comments. You either pay off her student loans or you were there from the beginning and you financed all of her college. But now she has a degree and she can do better than you. So guess what? Boom! Divorce papers are on their way. This never happens, right? Only men are ungrateful swines.
What is that? What the fuck is that?
Too bad, honey. We're equal now, unless you're talking about women's sports. Screen 5. But I wish I was done. But I'm nowhere near being finished. Next up, the non-apologies. And to be fair. Men do this too, and like everything else, we do it better. Screen 5. You really think you can play on our turf, ladies? Really? If you do, you must think Brittany Griner can dunk on Michael Jordan. Yeah, right. Four examples here, gentlemen. I'm sure I missed a few, and if I did, comments below.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
Or here's another thought. You're not sorry you hurt me. You're just sorry that you got caught. As a red pill individual, I've come to understand woman's nature. And female nature dictates to keep everything on an even social keel. But as a man, I know that is completely impossible unless I weave it all together with a slew of lies. And why even social keel can be explained as equity. And we all know what kind of people talk about equity, don't we? And I'm not talking about your real estate agent. Let's move on.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm gonna be honest. I've said this one before, many times, and I admit it. But this is one double standard I'll be more than happy to get behind. Here is one hell of a thought, and I want you all to remember just this piece if you forget everything else. As a man in the West, you need to stop apologizing. Unless you royally fuck up. Every time you say the words, I'm sorry, you're diminishing your power in that relationship. Sooner or later, if you apologize enough, you're gone in their mind because you have no convictions. They lose all respect for you, and that's when you find out they're out Deox shopping. And we all know ladies' favorite way to get this to happen. Girls' night out. You come home from work. You walk in the living room. She's getting ready. The accolatage is on the platter, but it's not for you. Don't worry, dudes. She's just dressing that way for her. You're so stupid. And after one of your buddies sends you a picture of her behind the club getting trash compacted behind the dumb cumpster, she will say this.
I didn't intend for this to happen.
You had to give basically a baker's dozen of consent just to get to this point, but somehow you didn't mean it. Dudes who have been divorced have heard this shit 100 times.
Well, I never wanted to get married anyway.
Oh, here we go.
So somehow, for the past 20 years, you were my hostage, and I didn't even know it? So every time I got to cornhole you on New Year's Eve, what was that, Cockholm Syndrome? Screen 5. But I'm not done yet. There is one more to go.
I wanted to tell you, but I didn't want to hurt you.
Dudes out there who have heard this statement, I feel for you. You always hear this one after you caught her cheating. This is her basically saying the betrayal doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts. The same woman who bitch and moans because you forgot her birthday that one time, but you thought about it. So it's the thought that counts, except absolutely not, and there is no in-between. I got it now. So I suppose there is no gray area for a person who has very little gray matter, Screen 5. You ID 10 T's. The next one is the tombstone on the relationship, and I call this one, it's already over. If you hear any of these phrases, pack your shit and get the fuck out, because it is over.
It's too late now.
That one, gentlemen, self-explanatory, and I've heard it myself. But this is a wholesale attempt to blame shift. What she's saying here is the entire relationship is on you, and she shouldn't have had to do anything. And why? Well, of course, you should have known. And usually you can pair up that one with this one.
I'm finished talking.
Well, that's a relief. Space Ghost is on. If it wasn't over before you said that, it's definitely over now. But don't cry, dudes. She's not worth it. In fact, none of them are. Anyone who's capable of putting you through this much hell and manipulation, you don't need them in your life anyway. After all, we grew apart, right? And that one's number 3. This one you tend to hear about secondhand, if you know what I mean. If you have mutual friends, you're gonna find out that's the line she uses to explain her treachery. Anything to explain away bad behavior and shitty decisions. Winning. Or this next one is an offshoot of that, and it's my favorite. And why is it my favorite? If you have any spine at all, this one's gonna piss you off.
I outgrew you.
This is a backhanded insult, and you need to take it like a front-handed insult. What she's saying here is you were the anchor holding her back throughout the entire relationship. She's blaming you for everything to include her very own betrayal. Make no mistake, gentlemen, if you're getting dumped like this, she already has individuals lined up at the screen door just waiting. She's already getting nightly injections of probiotics. You know that throat yogurt? Screen 5. And if she's really nasty and you look down, it kind of looks like Greek yogurt. Oh, God. But that is the yeast of your worries.
See what he did there?
I apologize for that one, and hopefully you didn't spit out everything on your phone, kind of like your ex-girlfriend.
This is not working anymore.
I agree. You have not worked for the entire relationship, and that's why I paid all the bills. You're gone. And thank God this is not Canuckistan, because if I lived with you for, what, 2 years, I gotta pay you fucking alimony? Go get fucked! And last but not least in this category, the cherry on the shit sundae.
I'm not happy.
Call it! Those three words have turned millions of dudes into slaves, myself included. How fucked up is this? You make a mistake, you trust the wrong woman, and now you're losing 75% of your take-home pay. What kind of shit is that? Legally, they can only take up to 45% of your check. But that's just for child support. When you factor in alimony, daycare, and medical insurance, you can't even have enough money to buy ramen. Broke college kids, they can afford ramen. Think about that. Last category, and this one comes about usually after you've accepted the inevitable. You know the relationship is over, and you just want to find out why. And every single one of these cliches is designed to insult your intelligence.
I don't know what I want.
You don't know what you want, but, you know, it's not me. Turns out, the joke is on her, because every time she does this, her options get fewer and fewer until she winds up in box wine and cat land.
Stop! Don't touch me there!
Confused.
This means she's got a bunch of other Kiaka in reserve, and you are not on the top of the list for selection.
I need to find myself.
You cannot suck meaning out of the meat straw, no matter how good you are at it or how many times you do it. You can let the whole football team hose out your blown out crevasse, and you are not going to find the epiphany you want. You want to know where that epiphany exists? Well, I'm gonna tell you. It comes from you saving yourself for a man that you've become worthy of. Because at the end of the day, he's the prize, and don't you dare fucking forget it. He's meeting you on his way up, and you're meeting him on your way down. Fact, not opinion. You know what they say about the truth? It fucking hurts, don't it?
I need space.
Without you in it, moving on.
I found myself, and you can't come along.
That's all right, I already came, even if you didn't, Screen 5.
For the record, I always had an orgasm when we had sex.
And for the record, I don't want to come along. It's like a clownfish hanging out with a bunch of sea cucumbers. And last, but certainly not least.
There's no place for you in my life now.
Gentlemen, when you hear those words, these ladies are admitting something that they will never say out loud. They're a selfish narcissist who refuse to make room for anyone else's feelings. They don't give a shit about you, and they probably never did. All they really cared about is what you could provide to them. That could be money, free labor, expertise, anything. Once your usefulness is all gone, they're gonna flick you off their coochie like a nasty yeast booger. That's a tasty image. Anyone else up for a fur burger? Screen 5. That's what I thought. But I'm going to leave you with this final thought. You can avoid these ladies, gentlemen, if you take the time to work on yourselves. There are three things that drive these ladies away like roaches when the lights come on. Self-esteem, confidence, and self-respect. Men who have those three things are not simps, they're not thirsty, and they will fucking walk off the lot when presented with this bullshit. And guess what? Those men, they have options. They're getting all the poon. But if you dare to give these women commitment before they earned it, you're done. You've basically signed away all your power and handed it to her. And men like that, I'm sorry. As it stands now, you're not worthy of respect. Respect, that starts here. Once you can do that, then you can work on getting it from other people. But Until that day, it would be best for you to stay away from these birthing persons. And no, that does not mean starting a membership on OnlyFans. There's a lot of men out there who are like, this is the safest way to deal with modern women. You know what I say? Bullshit. If you give women money for just existing, you will never have self-respect. And you want to know why? Because you're being stupid and you're putting the pee sleeve on a pedestal. And that doesn't work out for anyone, well, unless you're a divorce attorney and then you get a boat. Bottom line, keep your power, respect yourself, and keep an eye out for these fucking bitches and don't fall for any of the horse shit they pull. And if you do, it is on you because Pop warned you. With that being said, the menagerie is empty. I'm done with you. Go away. I would have soldiers come back from school, hand me their credit card, and like, can you help me with my expenses? Oh, okay. So I'm filling out the card, and I'm like, oh, John John's Adult Entertainment. I can't add that on there.
John John,
oh, another one for John John's. And another one for... So I'm like, it looks like you're on the hook for $600. What? What do you mean? I go, listen, man, I cannot send your reimbursement voucher up to the chain of command for John John the Shaker Club.